A proposed expansion at Red Roof Retreat will create a facility that's bigger and better than what the organization currently operates out of on Concession 6, says Stephanie Bjorgen, executive director of the organization that provides respite and recreational programs to children, youth and young adults with special needs from across the region. A public meeting was held at Tuesday's Committee of the Whole Planning meeting, which involved an overview from town planner John Federici as well as one from Dan Banatkovich, a planner from NPG Planning Solutions, who has been retained by Red Roof Retreat for the expansion project. The work would involve demolition of the current structure on site, which will be replaced by a bigger building. The current building is 202 square meters and the proposed rebuild would see Red Roof Retreat operating out of a 297 square meter facility. This house has done us well, but it has its limits and there's no room to grow, Bjorgen told the local. It will provide more space, individual bedrooms, and be truly accessible, with features such as an elevator, she said. Some modifications have been made to the building over the Red Roof's 25-year existence. It really isn't worth investing in anymore, said Bjorgen, estimating the current facility was built in the late 1960s or early 1970s. If all goes as planned, Bjorgen would like to see shovels in the ground in September. Hopefully we get a yes from the town as soon as possible, she said. Once the final report goes to council and if the project is approved, potentially when a report is presented by staff in the near future, a capital fundraising campaign will be launched. Hopefully the community will rally and help us build it, she said. Bjorgen will share details about the fundraising goal when project has been fully approved and is ready to move forward, she said. No one at the meeting took to the podium to speak in favor of or against the project, an option given to members of the public during public meetings. A future site plan approval application will be required prior to any development taking place on the property, staff said in its report in Tuesday's agenda. The respite care facility would provide short-term, non-emergency supervised care for individuals of any age who require medical, physical, or cognitive support, intended to provide relief to their caregivers, staff said. The property is currently zoned rural, a site-specific, which permits a group home for rehabilitation and long-term living program for persons with acquired brain injuries. A zoning bylaw amendment application proposes to expand the existing permitted uses to include a respite care facility and adult day program, to seek relief from the standard rural, a provisions for lot area, lot frontage and front yard setback, and to set out site-specific parking requirements. Banatkovich said there would be 10 parking spots at the new facility.